the latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net.
I'm Daniel Ek, the founder and CEO of Spotify. Today, we want to show you what's next for Spotify and for audio.
Spotify have outlined their future for audio, making so many announcements that today is just them. Anchor, for example, announcing the launch of paid subscriptions later this year. Podcasters will be able to give their supporters additional paid-for features on both Anchor and Spotify. You can sign up for the waitlist now. Spotify will take a small cut of the fee, and it starts in spring, we're told. Spotify promoted the forthcoming Spotify Audience Network, which allows advertisers access to Spotify's originals and exclusives, podcasts via Megaphone and Anchor, and ad-supported music. You can also buy podcast advertising for the first time through Spotify Ad Studio in the US. That's beta testing from today. Anchor and WordPress announced a partnership. You can automatically create a text-to-speech version of a blog or integrate podcasting into your WordPress site. Spotify is testing a method to allow listeners to search for podcasts by name and topic, testing in the US now. Video podcasts are coming later this year in Spotify for Anchor podcasters. Q&A adds interactivity to podcasters, allowing listeners to ask or answer questions within the Spotify app. Polls allow quick surveys of your listeners. It'll work inside both Spotify and Anchor, and you can sign up for the waitlist now. Here's co-founder of Anchor and head of the podcaster mission at Spotify, Michael Mignano.
The goal of these features, the future format-oriented features, are to build on top of the existing audio experience. Not to prevent innovation and listening outside of Spotify, but to create experiences that are only possible because Spotify's podcasting ecosystem contains both the creation and the listening technology.
Spotify is also to launch in more than 80 additional countries, doubling the amount of markets that Spotify is present in and covering more than 1 billion potential new listeners. Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen will host a new show exclusive to Spotify called Renegades Born in the USA. It's sponsored by Macca's in Australia and by Dollar Shave Club and Comcast in the US. Also from Obama's Higher Ground podcast company, a new season of Tell Them I Am, hosted by Misha Youssef, announced for Ramadan, promising a compelling collection of narratives from Muslim voices. The show was previously produced by KPCC. Youssef had said that she doesn't own a single percent of the show and had called on KPCC to give us our shows back. The new season is on the same Apple Podcasts ID, suggesting that KPCC had reached an agreement. Spotify has also signed an agreement with filmmakers The Russo Brothers and published more detail on their podcast deal with DC Comics and their upcoming podcasts with Ava DuVernay and Array. Spotify's Shows with Music feature, announced in October, seems to have been rebranded as Music Plus Talk. And Spotify also announced a number of new features for music. Spotify Hi-Fi is coming later this year, a lossless audio upgrade. Marquee allows musicians to buy advertising on the platform in a number of different countries, and a self-service buying experience is coming to the US. Labels will be able to have a say in our algorithmic recommendations, whatever that means. Daily Mix will be expanded to offer more algorithmically generated mixes, and the company paid out more than $5 billion to rights holders in 2020. Michael Mignano, the co-founder of Anchor and head of the podcaster mission at Spotify, will be interviewed in full on the latest Podland podcast on Thursday. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts. And in podcast news, production of The Gist is on hold after Slate suspended host Mike Pesca for reportedly using racial slurs. And the next episode of Buzzcast will include details of Buzzsprout's denial of service attack, which continued throughout most of Monday. Spreaker also suffered a similar attack. No personal information was accessed. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.